just about Matt and your offensive philosophy. I don't think we've actually seen you since that decision.
So. Well, he's obviously a disciple of Mike McCarthy. Mike's done a great job with, if you look at the people that have worked with him and then been able to advance. I like Ben because he did a superb job in terms of his preparation. He's very fundamentally sound. He started out with that aspect of it, not necessarily starting to talk about X's and O's, but just about fundamentals. And he had some very detailed video of the way in which he teaches. You know, he had gone from being the tight end coach to the quarterback coach, et cetera. So the way in which he presents, the way in which he teaches, did an outstanding job with that. And great knowledge of the system as he believes in, and also knowledge of our team because of the critical games that we had played against the Packers the last few years and the fact that we've had a little success there. So that combination was a good one for both of us in terms of attracting him and being a franchise that he very much respected and wanted to be a part of if the opportunity came his way. So he interestingly enough does not describe himself as West Coast. He thinks more terms of the ball going vertical or down the field if the opportunities present themselves. But what I like about it is that I basically, from my standpoint, have a chance to challenge myself with, you know, some new learning, which is good for me and for all of us who are a part of the offensive system and the defense as well, because obviously working against each other, you have some new thoughts and new learning. So I like that. It's stimulating. It's exciting. You know, we're very new into the development of where we'll go and what our program will be, but it's a good time. It's an exciting time. I feel good about it. Internal concern? I don't know where the internal concern is. We're very confident that Eli will, with the help of others around him, you know, he's not by himself in this by any means, from the help of his coaches, from the help of his teammates, will return to the high stature that we hold him in. And I feel very good about that. I mean, I've seen it in his eyes as he's returned back a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. So, you know, we're excited about that part, too.
Where's he at physically?
I think the last I saw him, he felt good. He was up on his – he could get up on his toes and stuff. I don't know if he would call himself 100%, but he was well on his way. No. Oh, I'm involved very much in it, but as it are all our coaches, and it is a very good exchange right now because we're doing the best we can to meld a couple of systems there to discuss those types of things. Everyone has responsibilities and makes strong contributions. We're certainly listening to the entire system, and Ben will have the final say on that end, of course, play calling, but I'll be very much involved. Sure. Oh, every position, yeah.
Just to be based on your later round, do you foresee yourself adding another one still? Or?
I don't know. That hasn't really been discussed. You know, that, of course, as mentioned, has been a position that we felt real good about. And I think until a year ago, we really hadn't even considered a younger quarterback in the room. We're very interested in the development of Ryan Nassib because of what he brings to the table. And his development is important to our team.
Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, podium A. Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, podium A.
Do you still think it's the Eli's or Clark's of the world that are going to, or, you know, is it like a Russell Wilson winning this season? Do you think that it's changed perceptions of, you know, what kind of quarterback you're going to
be? I don't think so. I really don't. I think that what you've seen in terms of the quarterbacks that have the ability to run, I don't have the numbers for you, but I don't think it occurred as much as it did the year before. I think there were a lot of opportunities where the ball was pulled down and the extended play took place this year. I don't think anybody, especially those that have made the second contract investment, if you will, really interested in putting their quarterback in harm's way. It's been done like you saw Oliver Luck do it on, what was it, fourth down in a playoff game where the first time he kept it and then he was smart enough to get down. I see that continuing on. I don't think that's an issue. But, I think from the standpoint of the quarterbacks that win and succeed in this game at the professional level, you certainly do want as many all-around athletes as you can, but you still have to be able to stand in there and make plays in the pocket. He's a free agent, and who knows? You'd basically like to have all of your free agents back. That doesn't happen. You have guys injured. You have limitations on salary. So I'm sure that that the market will be where Hakeem will go, and we'll see what happens. Well, there's a need for it to change a lot of times. The other factor, though, is the fact what type of makeup can that young man grasp, all the things that are being thrown at him to be able to step on the field like we did, with Justin Pugh when, for whatever reason, he started the very first game of the year, and we're very glad that he did. That can happen. It happens all around the league. So there isn't any question those guys have got to come in and play. Are they ready to play? You can't push them out there unless they're going to contribute, and they're going to make errors, but hopefully those errors are eliminated as you go along and they become more professional and more thorough in how they play and perform and they prove they can, because it's being done all over the league.
Do you see Pugh as sort of the mold of how you want to rebuild your offensive line? Versatile guys, maybe not just huge
bodies. Well, I think I said, maybe I haven't said it to you folks, I'd like to see Justin come back, work in the off-season program, and maybe get into that 310, 315 range. I think that would add to the power in his play. I think it'd be a smart thing. He's versatile. He can do a lot of things. He's demonstrated that ability. You always like that. You're always looking for guys that you're going to develop that way anyway. You're going to stick them in there and let them, see what they're capable of doing. The interior guys are always asked to snap the ball. But that's just an idea about flexibility. The better the athlete, the better he contributes. Do I think he's one at a time ready for camp? I really don't know the answer to that question. I think a lot has to do with his attitude, the way he feels, the way the doctors and trainers obviously feel. He's not going to be put out there unless he's ready for that. So I'm not even sure how he's going to be limited in the spring. I saw him about 4 or 5 days ago, and he's that same, bouncy personality. He's very pleased with where he is at right now. He's able to do work with his legs, for example. Not as a heavy-duty thing, but, in a lighter capacity. He's excited about that. He looks good. He feels good. He doesn't have a lot of pain. So I'm excited about that. But I hear you, and there's no question that he will not forget about the fact that he could be a difference maker on our team. It's the idea that is he going to be healthy enough to be able to withstand, and that'll be the doctors and our main concern. We're not going to put him out there unless he's really, really believes in himself again and believes that and the doctors believe he's ready to go. He's progressing well. He's working. He's building himself back up. He feels good, and he's looking forward to feeling better. So all I can tell you is that he's made very good progress.
You guys have a little time off.
Well, I think certainly there's a natural built-in timetable as progress goes along here. Right now it's all, you know, off season, and he's in the rehab aspect of it. But, you know, for anybody that's been injured, obviously the rehab and all of those things come into play as you start to formulate where you are. And right now I'm optimistic about it. I think no question.
Yes. Pick two more questions.
Can you tell us about where David Wilson is?
Just got done doing that. David Wilson is making real good progress, feels good about himself. I saw him the other day. The personality is right back. You know, he's effervescent, he's bubbly, he's doing he feels good about where he is. So you know, the thing that you always have to do with David is you make sure you're doing exactly what the doctors tell you to do. Don't get ahead of yourself. You know, put yourself in a position where you could possibly have a setback. So that's where he is.
How about Jason Pierre-Paul?
Sure, we get his shoulder.
Right at this point in time, he's on schedule, and there was no surgery involved. So hopefully he's going to return back to feeling the way he has in the past and be excited about himself because he feels good and there's no limitations.
He's sort of in the same situation that he was in last year, coming off down here with a contract. Can you say anything more? Talk about
one of the things in this league is the attacking position is so
important. I don't think that's necessary. I really don't. I mean, he's been right there with that, and I don't know whether there was anything there in terms of Akeem, in terms of the contract. I'm not sure about that even then and exactly what you're asking me. But Jason, when we had good conversations before he left, and he wants to be the player that he was a couple of years ago when he returns, and I'm interested in that.